All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Hentai Corner, and I've got Dominance. And Dominance, of course, is a fan translation. I think it's just an edited machine translation. I'm not sure. Some of it might be. Some of it seems like, you know, the guy kind of, like, messed around with it to make it come off right, but I'm not really sure what the whole situation is here. I do know that this was done on F95, which apparently they use a lot of machine translations and they edit them. So I don't know, but I read it and it seems okay, but there's a lot of shit that's like just completely broken. And if you're curious to kind of what the story of it might be, it'll give you a good, like, I mean, it's enough. It's enough to explain what's going on. It's not that whole thing where they said you won't understand character emotions and stuff, because I did. Like, I understood what was going on pretty well. So this is fairly well edited, but it's not edited nearly enough, and I have to actually fill in a few words and things like that to kind of make it a good read for you guys. At any rate, I'm ready. I'm pleased to bring you this one. So let's just give it a go. Makoto, why? How did this happen? When I awoke, in front of my eyes, there stood a woman. What's more, I couldn't help but stare at her beautiful face, along with her long, shiny hair. It's very chilly. Looking closely, I'm lying on my side. Though where am I? Looks like I'm in a narrow warehouse. Seems I'm on a single-sized bed, laying down. My head is still groggy. How did I end up in this place? Oh yeah, I had fallen into a valley on that planet. That planet was a really long way away from Earth. I was part of a conscripted unit of newcomers in the USF, Universal Space Forces. My unit was conducting a training exercise on an uninhabited planet in deep space, an area still unoccupied by humans. Wearing a worn-out space combat armor and solo support duty, I had fallen behind my unit. Yeah, I had been annoyed that I was forced to take the rear position in the exercise. I saw a chance of taking a shortcut, so I went off the directed route. While not paying proper attention, I accidentally walked onto a landmine. The blast from it had thrown me off and under the cliff. It was only a training mine, so the power of the explosion was weak, and thanks to the combat armor, I didn't sustain any injuries. Ah, I really screwed up. The impact had broken the directional functions of my armor, so it was impossible to make it move, let alone take it off. Even if I could, I would die anyway without the protection from my armor on a planet like this. The gravity is 1.5 times that of Earth, but the outside atmosphere is the problem. Daytime is 175 Celsius, and night is 125 degrees, or negative 125 degrees Celsius. The atmosphere is comprised of carbon dioxide, nitrogen, ammonia, and etc. There's no oxygen. It terrifies me thinking what this environment could do to my flesh and blood. It's like, all I try, I can't move. Ha! I'm lucky to be alive, yet I'm still unlucky. What's worse, thanks to my devil's luck, is that my armor's communication device on the back had taken a really bad knock. That's some cosmic karma. I try rebooting the system. The software is still working, but the actual hardware has gotten damaged and is malfunctioning. The strong wind is blowing up the sand and dust, blocking the field of view from the armor's monitor. The instructor had told me that no one could ever die in this sort of training exercise. Before the final training day maneuvers, I had been told that, but perhaps this sort of situation hadn't been thought of? The combat armor holds a small amount of gunpowder, guns, and other human weapons, but that isn't useful for a distress situation. Now, I might become the first person to die in this training exercise. Just when I said that, the sandstorm cleared, revealing a clear sky like a message from God. I can't miss this chance. Through my monitor, I look towards the sky. Using the function of the built-in microphone, I listen for an external sound, but all I can hear is the wind against the rocks. Feeling queasy and faint, I waited for rescue, but no one came. I should be missing at the final mock combat exercise point, but it seems my unit isn't even aware that I've gone missing. To prove that, after a while, I see the training warship faintly in the distance in the sky, so I was left all alone on a distant planet. Somehow, I eventually manually launched the rescue signal. However, what is the chance that a spaceship happens to pass an uninhabited planet in this distant frontier? Ah, is that the 20th sunrise? This planet, it seems to have 3 sunrises and sunsets in 24 hours, or one day on Earth. Already 6 days have gone and passed. Ah, seems like I'm gonna die. The contents of my life pack had run out 3 days ago, and the smell from my excreted waste that had built up in the suit toilet was stuff that was stifling. And only a little of my combat armor battery remains. Proper maintenance must not have been done on the combat armor before it was passed on to me. If I had the latest combat armor, I'd been able to endure it longer, and self-repair, so I would have been able to crawl up this cliff myself. Once the battery depletes, it will be impossible for the suit to show me on its monitor what's going on outside. Also, the emergency disarming function gets activated when the battery runs out. My body will be exposed to outside air. My skin will inflate in an instant. I won't be able to breathe and will suffocate. I don't want to die, but all I can do is pray to God. But before I die, I wanted to have sex at least once. I kept looking at the sky with the monitor running on its last minute of energy, hoping someone picks up the rescue signal. A loud sound rang from the armor, warning me that the battery was finally depleted. No, no more. Well, should I just give up on this world and pray to God in the afterlife? I closed my eyes, put my hands together, and prayed to God, feeling a power pull on my body. Oh, a chance. I feel a light wind. I feel a sense of something in the distance. Then a big sound echoes through my body, so I try to open my eyes. What's that rumbling sound? Is that... While the warning sound was still ringing out from my low battery, the bottom of a large private ship was projected on my monitor screen. Just in time. I felt a sense of relief just as my consciousness starts to fade. I had awoken up in a bed with my body treated for any damage, but I was also naked. Next to the bed stood a woman, silent with no expression. Not too different from an earthling, however, some parts were obviously different. Strange silver hair that shines different colors depending on the angle. It's beautiful. A thing you get mesmerized by just staring at it. A human with silver hair? No way. Could she be an extraterrestrial intelligent creature whose contact with is banned under the Europa Agreement? Oh no, if I touch it, oh my god, I'd be in breach of the agreement. That's a very serious crime, a capital punishment, the death penalty. But what beautiful hair. Glittering and mysterious radiant hair. It was described in a military lecture, an unknown organism composed of a substance of silicon dioxide. Could she be one of the rare and endangered Phaserite aliens? No way. Contact with Phaserite aliens is banned under the Europa Agreement. But why is one in front of me now? Could this just be a dream? Huh? Ugh, pardon. When I tried to get up, the Phaserite placed its hand on my chest. The hand felt cold, but it had a delicate touch. Thin, delicate, and flexible fingertips. My eyes were once again entranced toward her face. Ah, it's so beautiful no matter how many times I look. I couldn't stop myself looking at her mouth. And the way her eyes gleamed staring at me, I felt a strong sense of something human-like. Nothing felt inorganic. What? Ah, well, you're really beautiful. I couldn't help but admire your looks. Even after saying that, her expression still hadn't changed. Eh? My authentic name given to me for my life is Ariza. Authentic name? Ah, what name was it? Don't you understand? Just call me Ariza from now on. Well then, Ariza, where on earth am I? Don't you mean, where's your current location in space? Makoto Hibino, shouldn't you already know this? Eh? How do you know my name? What do you mean I should already know? For your 2 questions. First, Makoto Hibino, your authentic name is written on the metallic plate you've been carrying around your neck. Oh, I see. That's the dog tag I was provided with when I joined the military. Your second question, Makoto Hibano, the reason you're here is because you had called the ship. I called the ship. Oh, right, I see. I must have picked up my distress signal. Don't you remember anything? Yeah, nothing much. Trying to remember starts making my head ache. So it's hard to recall through all the events of the past several hours. Because I had lost consciousness, my memory had become very vague. I had already fainted before I was brought here, I'm certain. Well, did the madam ask for you? Ask who? What? You say I was asked? Who's this madam? The madam is the captain of this ship. The madam wanted to know if you're still a virgin, if you can remember. Virgin? To hear that from the mouth of such a beautiful, rare, Phaserite space alien, the word virgin made me feel embarrassed. Your pulse is risen. Eh? Ariza takes my arm, confirming her statement with a numerical value displayed on the bangle I'm wearing on it. Apparently my vital signs seem to be linked with this bangle. After all, Makoto Hibano still knows what a virgin is. Why are you asking that? I don't understand, huh? Though I'm shocked, I managed to keep the presence of mind calm. Even though my vital signs can be read, she still shouldn't know. Including your pulse, your body showed 3,097 different changes. Makoto Hibano, the probability is 89% from these results that you're still a virgin. Huh? That can't be possible! What's the problem? Judging by the numerical probability, it's accurate to conclude that you're a virgin. Whatever then. There's no use in concealing it. It's just like Ariza had concluded. I'm generally an absolute virgin. Ariza, saying nothing more, started taking her clothes off in front of me. And her gorgeous plump curves have now become fully exposed. Huh? What? Why are you naked? I shut my eyes in panic while also covering my face with my hands. If you refuse, I can't complete the inspection, so please look at Ariza's body. Now this, Ariza, you are so bold for someone I've only just met, even if you ask that. Ariza suddenly touches my penis. Stay still, I don't need help, please, lie down, Stop it. Ariza. Stay still, otherwise I can't complete the collection. Collect, what? Ariza's ass is now pointing up towards my face. Wait, Ariza's ass is right up against my face. If you don't calm down, you will blow your load too quick, and that would make this a complete disaster. Your hands, what? Ugh. I couldn't say anything now from the excitement of feeling Ariza's thick ass touching up against my face. It's soft, even though Ariza's body is a little thin and bony, her ass is plump enough. Ariza's pussy so close up in my face it's even spread a little open. Ah, I felt the thin cold fingertips of Ariza touching my penis. Ah, a woman other than my mother is touching it for the first time. Lucky. Other than your mother, has no one else touched here before? What now? Really, Ariza's a space alien. Could she really be reading my mind through telepathy? Just now? A woman other than your mother? Because you said it. That's not what I meant. I must have said it out loud by accident. But Ariza ignores my replies, continuing on like she can read through my mind. Is this the usual size of your penis? If that's the case, it's bigger in size than the average species of human. For some reason, I was given a bit of praise. That gave me a little happiness. The foreskin has suffered some damage. It seems it's from masturbating too often and very intensely. I was going to make some excuse, but Ariza's ass was smothering my mouth so I couldn't even speak. Then Ariza lifted up my penis between her forefinger and thumb and started to peel back the tight skin around the head. The skin covering the head was now pulled back, exposing it. It's not a bad case of phimosis. It just seems to have not been pulled back before. The head is still pink, and the constriction from the foreskin has kept it in nice shape. Hold on. Looking at the entire penis, studying the head thoroughly, Ariza talked about it as if she was Hold on, there is a little issue with this one. It says, Ariza talked about it as if she was conversating about it with someone else here. It would be better if it said conversing, talking about it with someone else here would probably be better. Even now with the gland head peeled back, she continued to examine it. While lifting my penis, she grabs the back of my balls with her palm. She gently squeezes, like checking what's inside of my balls with her fingers, making my lower body get goosebumps. The testicles are bigger than the average, and it seems they store a lot of semen. Stay still, just a little longer. How can I? Ariza wraps her palm around my penis to grip it. She then turns her gaze towards me. So then, it will get bigger? What I'm asking is, can you get a proper erection? Can you say that once again? So, can you get an erection? Hearing the word erection coming out of the mouth of such a beautiful woman makes my groin throb. For some reason, it really turns me on. The examination's to know if your penis has all the normal functions. My penis functions normal? Though I don't get what she means by saying that, Ariza continues to grip it forcefully. Hold still. While saying that, she grips the base of my penis tightly, moving it up and down. Does this feel good? It's starting to get a little harder, right? Ariza, while whispering this to me, rubbed the other side of my penis, starting slowly from the base and up towards the head. The stimulation is felt straight away in my waist. The stimulation of my penis is strongly felt from her rubbing my penis along with having Ariza's ass right next to my face. Under that, I can see a thing that is like a large flower with a small hole, with a part that protrudes roundly. I think that part might be what's called a clitoris. But I've never seen the female genitalia up close so directly. It's now so close to the tip of my nose it knocks against it, and I can smell the sweet scent of a woman. I also can feel its warmth. This is the first time I'm personally seeing a woman's pussy. However, thinking about that a little more, Ariza's a space alien, but it's really not that different. It's becoming harder. Ugh. Looking at Ariza's pussy along with her stimulation on my penis had all inadvertently made my penis grow. It keeps swelling bigger. It's larger, near fullness. With it in the palm of her hands, Ariza had said this in such a businesslike manner, while my penis swelled up quickly. Finally, it's grown. With that, seeing my penis had become completely hard, I noticed Ariza had just a little smile. It's more than I expected. It's a pretty hard, fat penis. Is that so? Thank you very much! Getting my penis praised by another person for the first time, I had instinctively replied with gratitude. Hmm? She looks kind of sad. You don't need to thank me for praising it. I'm just saying how your penis looks. She's very serious about this, folks. Also, because I heard you were a military person, I've been imagining a more muscular body, so it surprised me that you're so scrawny. Well, she wanted a more muscular man. So I had predicted that the size of your penis would not be big, but then I was surprised that it's the opposite. Well, we scrawny guys are, you know. Well, I guess even if she thinks it's ironic, I'll still take the compliment she's giving me. Hey, wait! Just as I had been thinking about that, the space alien has strongly gripped my completely erect penis. If it's this size, it should be okay. While saying that, Ariza had taken out an odd machine from by her side. What are you doing with that? Before I could even refuse, Ariza had covered my penis with a machine. What is this? Please, take it off! Ariza doesn't say anything, continues starting up the machine that's on my penis. Adjusting some of the switches on the machine, she then switches it on. I hear the sound of something inhaling, then the sound of movement, then I sense something touching me from the air inside of the device. The survey's complete. Now semen is wrung out from the penis. Huh? Wrung out? Wait, just a moment. A minute, rather. So it's starting. Yeah, please stop it, Ariza. Wait, first tell me exactly what you're really doing. Ah! When the machine started, I felt something pulling on me at a high speed through the transparent cylinder. Wah! This machine, what is it trying to do? At the same time, something was sucking, but the tube had nothing inside of it, yet I could feel something wrapping and massaging my entire penis. This device, by inflating air and water inside it through its control of gravity that can stimulate your penis cleanly. It's an onhole. Certainly it feels good with how it's clinging to my thing, but how does that affect the human body? No damage has been done with this device yet, but with the previous device, the penis inserted inside it got crushed and ruptured. Eh? My face had turned pale from Ariza telling me something so terrifying. Don't worry, you won't die. Had Ariza noticed my frightened expression? That's why she said that? Had Ariza noticed my frightened expression, so that's why she said that? However, saying it that way just resulted in me imagining something even more horrible. I won't die. What does that even mean? Though I won't die could be painful enough. I might want to die. Ariza's facial expression hadn't changed at all, resulting in amplifying my fears further. I will speed it up soon. Just after saying this, Ariza promptly begins to raise some gauge. The modulation change comes at once, causing a numbness to extend from the base of my waist. From the tips of my toes to my head, I feel an incredible sensation that everything is getting sucked out all together at the same time. Is it coming out soon? That's good. Don't hesitate. Put out a lot. I can feel a sense of something wanting to come out from the base of my penis. All I know is my groin is completely numb. I can't hold it any longer. Ariza, it's coming. I can't stop it. Coming out. No sooner than when I had inhaled a large breath, a large amount of white liquid scattered out inside the tube connected to me. In an instant, the weird machine that I still had no understanding of takes my compulsively released sperm by sucking it up. In the languidness after such an intense ejaculation, I couldn't even move the tips of my fingers. It was so intense it felt like every drop of moisture had been sucked out of my body. Yes, the semen is collecting okay. Soon the first cylinder will be filled up. In a flash, one of the cylinders had filled up quickly with my sperm. A numb feeling ascends down my shaft to the balls, which is still excitedly tight. Though I do not know what the mechanism is, with the strange cylinders it made me ejaculate by its force. The first cylinder is already full. But the second, how will you do on that? While Ariza said this, she started operating the machine attached to the tip of my head again. Yes, I understand. I would do that then. Suddenly, all the pressure from inside the device stopped, and my penis, still standing vertically in the powerless tube, leaned against the glass side. To regain my breath, I was inhaling deeply. While she's operating the machine, I had noticed that Ariza's waist had started twitching. Also, looking at her vagina in front of me, it seemed to now be acting differently compared to earlier on. Though I couldn't explain how I knew specifically what was different, almost like it's breathing in sync with me, her lids were opening and then closing together. Is something wrong with her? To confirm my reasoning to why Ariza's behavior had changed, I took another deep breath. I took in a huge breath and then blew out. Ariza moved, shaking her buttocks. Her pussy crack was twitching, opening and closing at a faster pace than before. This, could it be? When I looked closely at her pussy in front of me, it seemed to be sparkling, shining, and wet. Could that be her pussy juice? To see if my thinking was right, once again, I decided to try blowing. This time, pointing my mouth along with a stronger effort than before, I blew hard, aiming directly at the center of her pussy. Ariza's voice spoke out with a sweet and arduous sigh. Ariza, just from me blowing my breath, had been feeling it, and it had made her pussy wet. This might be a good opportunity. I can gain something valuable from this experience now. Okay, I will do it. The next action that I'll do will be to gain a little more knowledge. My tongue, I'll lick. I'll do it. I will do it. When I extended my tongue to lick her pussy, Ariza's body writhed. Also, as transparent, sticky liquid coming from deeper inside of her vagina started overflowing out of it. No, wait, but I can't now. Even if it's like this, I have to continue collecting. What? Still continue? Ariza, just wait a moment. The machine switch turned on again, and once again my penis feels a weird sensation all around it. I try to lick Ariza's pussy by thrusting out my tongue, but my whole body is shaking and trembling, and I could accidentally bite my own tongue. I've done that shit before, it hurts. Still, I thrust my tongue out as far as I can, pressing it against Ariza's pussy. Yes, it's nothing. Yes, the second collection is going well. Ariza's composure seemed frustrated. Somehow I was able to lift my head to put my mouth up to her pussy and give it a lick. Hold on a second, guys. Let me, you want to bring the text box down a little bit. There we go. That instant. With my tongue still sticking out, my whole body had gone stiff. In spite of it being the second time, almost the same amount of semen as the first ejaculation shot out. Even though it was another round of intense suction, somehow I was able to endure through it. So much of my sperm had come out, I couldn't believe it. I could see the cloudy liquid being sucked out from my penis, and how it was all accumulating in the transparent cylinder. I'm shooting out so much! Yes, even more? I understand. I'll continue with collecting it. More? Collected? For Risa to even be asking such a thing, even though I've already forcibly vomited out two big cylinders full of sperm, yet she still wants to continue. Stop, Risa! At the same time, Risa's peachy butt pressed up against my face. Her pussy is pushed up against my mouth that her lower lips are close enough for me to kiss. I thrust my tongue out from my mouth, entering it inside her vaginal orifice. Risa's buttocks jiggle with her movement while her voice cries. No one has been able to endure the collection more than this. Will it be okay? Oh! While being held down all around my mouth is her plump buttocks. Whoa. While being held down all around my mouth by her plump buttocks, or with her plump buttocks, I then moved my tongue harder. Slurping up her love juice, thrusting the tip of my tongue from the outside of her pussy deeper inside. Tasting the inside of a woman for the first time with my licking, and the scent of Risa's asshole is pressed under the tip of my nose, and she moves again, writhing. It's kind of lewdly repulsive. While fanning her butt back and forth in little increments, Risa continues her collecting. Ugh! Due to the impact of my third ejaculation, I shake and kick while leaning back, trembling. I thought I didn't have any sperm left in my testicles, but my white liquid was filling up the cylinder quickly. I reached my limit. If it continues the way it is, my testicles feel like they will be sucked off my body. I can't even move the tips of my fingers. My joints have all gone hard and stiff, bent and sticking out tense at a strange angle. Still, Risa doesn't turn the switch off. Huh? Even more than this? Still more? Yes, okay, I understand. Ah! It sucked in everything with vigor. My semen was sucked up, getting transferred into the cylinder. Like being pulled into it, my waist lifted. With a big splash, my sperm spills out of the gap of the cylindrical machine, covering my penis, my lower body, and the hands of the alien in a dirty mess. Amazing. Risa pressed her and her pussy against my face. She has a slight look of bliss in her face. Or on her face, rather. She was shaking her body from pleasure time to time while love juice oozed from her pussy. I keep moving my tongue, receiving her love juice in my mouth. I no longer have the will to stop myself. Risa, all the conditions have been met. There's no problem. I hear a voice from somewhere. More so, it's clear enough to be coming from somebody nearby. Yes, the amount of semen discharged is much larger than any man we've brought here before. I think he's a man with an exceptional talent. I decide whether or not this is a man with an exceptional talent. You only have to do what you are told. Sounds like the mistress from Starless, but like, I don't know, kind of a robot voice. Maybe it's the same voice actress. Yes, my apologies, madam. Arisa's expression became solemn in reaction to her words, and she shuts her mouth. Then we will come to you at once, madam. Madam. Understood. Also, don't forget to bring what you collected. Certainly. The communication cuts out, ending the conversation. Come, let's go. Risa, putting her clothes back on, said this to me without looking directly at me. The clothing is made from a rubber material that adheres to the body, sticking tightly to Ariza's model class figure. So where are we going? Hold on, I don't think I said that right. So where are we going? She takes out the cylinders from the machine containing the semen she had extracted and collected from me. Where? The madam's place. Madam? This ship, the owner of the Pearl Body, Kimiko Maizar. Apparently, the owner of the ship seems to be a woman. Follow Ariza quickly now. Hold on, wait just a moment. My clothes? They are not necessary, because the madam is waiting. Just follow me quickly. You mean like this? I'm stark naked. I don't want to meet the person who saved me like this. But the clothes I was provided with by the army aren't anywhere to be found. Hey, come on, hurry up. I'm still naked, but I have no other choice, so I exit the room. Huh? The door opens, sounding like when you open the lid of a carbonated drink with a rush of air blowing over my face. Instinctively, I cover my face with both hands and close my eyes. When I slowly opened my eyes, out of nowhere, one of the crewmen was now standing in front of me. Oh, Ariza, is this guy the newcomer? Yes. Hey, got a pretty good one. I guess you had a good time. It's great to be so young. Ah, ha, ha. Huh? Eh? I had forgotten to cover my groin with my hands. I'm sorry. Covering my groin with both my hands, I bow my head. Ah, ha, ha. It's fine, it's fine. We're both men after all. I'm Melvin. I look after the maintenance of the engine on this ship. He was a well-built, middle-aged man, and he responded to me while dynamically laughing. Well then, it looks like you got squeezed for a good amount. The man who introduced himself as Melvin raised an eyebrow while looking at the cylinder filled with cloudy liquid held by Ariza. Ariza, you really did a good job. No, nothing. It wasn't Ariza who worked hard. Then perhaps you used that weird machine. Correct, because it was the madam's command. This is the results from what Makoto has endured. For some reason, Ariza proudly shows off a cylinder filled to the brim with sperm. Just imagine, like, showing the fucking maintenance guy. Look at all this sperm, Melvin! Whoa, no way! That's amazing, I can't believe it! That's a scary amount! Ah, ha, ha, ha. And he's just laughing off like it's nothing. Look at all that sperm! Well, after all, Ariza, it looks like you also did work hard? Ah, ha, ha, ha. While saying this, Melvin uses his hands to pat Ariza on her defenseless ass. Yeah, buddy! While she's holding the cylinders in both her hands. Ariza watches the man's hand while raising her eyebrow. Though I can't tell due to her lack of expression if she did or didn't actually dislike it. Well, even then, he turned his gaze towards the naked me, all of my lonesome with a complex expression of pity. This is difficult. Quietly, he murmured. Difficult? What does he mean? Is everything all right? Because I have to go report to the madam. Ah, that's so? Well, all the best. I like the music of this one. All the best? Melvin waves and enters into the other side of the door where that we had just come out from. He said that he looked after the maintenance of the engine. On the other side of that area, does it lead to an engine room? Yeah, probably. After watching the door close automatically, I turned back around to where I was facing before. What? There was a man there looking back. What is it? He stared scrutinizing my thing like he was appraising its value. Hey, Johnny. Hey, Johnny, you've left your post. What are you doing? What an annoying hassle. What's with that call and pose? Ariza, you're always annoyed with me about something. Anyway, we have the net vision. Isn't it always watching for anything unexpected? The man called Johnny stared seriously at Ariza with a face that was looking at us suspiciously. Alright, hold on, guys. This is basically saying, I'm taking a break, should I not be? No point in sitting at the steering seat when the cruise control does all the sailing. Besides, this area of space is calm. There ain't no problems at all. Still in an emergency, don't you think it's best you should be there to respond? You're seriously giving me a hard time as ever. Yeah, I understand, Ariza. Flapping his hands nonchalantly, he walks away from the area. Oh dear, you there have my condolences. What? A little while ago, it's difficult was said, and now condolences? The full meaning of what they had said before leaving, I've still yet to understand. Whoa! What is it? I have been guided by Ariza from the passage into the main central hall. Wow, it's so big and wide. It's really surprising. It was a large open area, a luxurious hall with benches and foliage plants. And on the other side of that huge window, I could see into the endless vastness of jet black space. After all, I had been rescued from the planet I was training on. No question that this here is outer space. I was rescued by the ship in a state of unconsciousness, but I can recall a brief memory that I was made to sign a contract at that time. If I could remember what the Mizar family had agreed with me, I wonder what it was. I had been helped while I was on the verge of death, but my memory is vague, so if I'd signed it without... Hold on. I had been helped while I was on the verge of death, but my memory is vague as if I'd signed it without confirming its details. If I only have to work on this ship, this might actually be pretty good. Huh? Ariza stopped in front of a big door that stood out at the end of the hallway. Madam, I brought it here. The door opens on its own. Ariza enters inside, urging me in along with her. Ah, it's amazing. The door closes behind me automatically. Unlike the previous rooms that were less organic, the interior of this room is more modern. The furniture was antique, made from real wood, giving it a classical style. A rug made of thin and short animal hair. This, it's a lovely carpet. I watch my step as I step on the floor. Each time I step across the fluffy floor, my whole body feels itchy from it tickling the soles of my bare feet. It's so fluffy, I've never stepped on something like this barefooted before. Mind you, I've never had to walk in a spacecraft barefooted until now. And then I saw a large sofa in the back of the room sitting there. And sitting there was a voluptuous, elegant, and beautiful woman. Welcome to my ship, Makoto Hibino. I'm the captain and owner of this ship, Kimiko Mizar. Ah, thank you very much for helping me. That's fine. When in trouble, we have to help each other out. The woman who had introduced herself was... As Kimiko sat on the sofa... Hold on. The woman who had introduced herself as Kimiko sat on the sofa with her... Alright. The woman who had introduced herself was Kimiko as she sat on the sofa with her legs crossed and smiling enchantingly. So Ariza, how healthy was his penis then? Ah! When Kimiko said that, I tried to cover my crotch in a panic.
I'm Marna?
It's fine. You don't need to hide it. I've been watching it for a while now. She laughs, saying that. I'm still out of the loop, but when Kimiko laughs, I feel a cold shiver run down my spine, and I don't know why. Kimiko's eyes pierce straight through the middle of my head. Behind her gaze, I can feel a deep weight. Well, Ariza, did you bring the semen you collected earlier? Yes, madam. Here. Aha! Lovely! It seems you squeezed out quite a lot. Kimiko says this while holding up the cylinder of cloudy liquid that Ariza just passed to her, looking at it. By the way, Makoto, are you still a virgin? A virgin, you say? Asking that, I still get excited by the question of my virginity. To lie and reply to such a question right now would just be pointless. However, due to my small amount of pride, I refuse to affirm it. Oh, is something wrong? No, once, I think maybe... I cannot hear what you are saying. Are you a man or a child? Are you trying to lie to me? If so, that's inexcusable. Though I'm speaking quietly, the air feels like it's sizzling. Ariza doesn't move from her spot, or her expression change at all. Well, I feel a tightness in my chest stifling me. I'm barely able to breathe out. Even when I try to inhale, it feels like no air enters my lungs. I'll say it once more. Are you a virgin? Thinking about it, even if I lie here, it's neither to my pride nor any advantage. Yes, I'm a virgin. Really? Being a virgin, you had so much semen stored up, you were able to spew such a huge amount. Kimiko says this with her eyes entranced, staring at the cylinder filled with my sperm. Ah, then it was Kimiko that was on the communicator with Ariza earlier. Eh? You're rather weak and scrawny. Were you actually in the military? It hurts. In an instant, my body was lifted up from around my neck and pressed against the wall. Her hand squeezes tightly around my trachea and artery, so hard I couldn't breathe. This woman has incredible strength. How? It was my kindness and warmth that allowed you on the ship to keep as my slave. Is it too much for a slave to call me by the proper name? From now on, call me madam. Remember your position on this ship. It's below that of an insect. Keep that in mind next time you act. Ariza was standing right next to me. She just stood there with her expression not changing at all. You accepted the contract, didn't you sign it? You cannot just say you've forgotten. Yes, I understand, madam. If you are obedient and good, I can forgive you for what happened today. Saying this, the madam releases me. I breathe desperately while holding my throat. A little gastric juice had vomited up to the back of my throat, leaving a burning sour taste in my mouth. Oh yes, I remember. The madam clasped both of her hands together while laughing innocently. She seemed innocently pleased from the bottom of her heart. Now then, I wanted nothing more than to drink that semen. Saying this, she takes the cylinder by the side of the chair and places it on top of the table. So much semen, haha. Well, time to drink it. She takes the cloudy liquid into her mouth. Hmm? What is this? When the sperm is poured from the cylinder to her mouth, her expression suddenly changes. The madam then stopped drinking halfway through. The taste is a little off. The amount is enough, but it lacks the full flavor. It should taste a lot more fresher. Or a lot fresher, rather, is what we would say. She whispers to herself. Oh, wow. Then suddenly, without any hesitation, the madam threw away the cylinder violently. Yes, madam. The madam's gaze penetrates through Ariza. It's not good if the semen isn't brought to me at once. Why in the world did you take so long? Because I spent most of the time showing it to the maintenance man who was admiring it. Like, Ma, that's a hell of a sperm right there. I've never seen so much sperm before. Now, hold on, let me get back to fixing up this old engine. And then the other guy's like, yeah, it's no big deal. The ship, it's gonna be fine. There's nothing going on in space. It's straight. Here, you want to see the semen? I mean, like, she didn't do that, but that's pretty much, you know, what they gather. I'm very sorry. Though her tone is gentle, when talking to Ariza, the madam is still quite angry. Good grief, I can't use this anymore. You took too long, you useless space alien. I wonder why Ariza seems to have gotten considerably depressed. Ah, that's right. She says this, clapping together her palms with a clasping sound. It's like, hey, can I have you ejaculate here and now? She says this, bending forward while watching me, licking her upper lip. Come on now, Makoto. Quickly lie down here. Just a moment, madam. Huh? The madam saying that held down my body in one quick movement, because she's like fucking Superman or something. The madam turns me over, opening up my groin. What? When I flipped you over, you didn't resist at all. Why? I didn't have a chance to resist because the madam had turned me over and had mounted me really quickly before I could even do anything. Maybe you really wanted this? You're really a sight to behold. No, please, forgive me already. There is no reason to. What do you think? What reason were you brought here for? What is the value of your existence? Just be grateful you have a use. While saying that, the madam stares at me. When the madam looks at me, it becomes impossible to move like I had turned into a statue, like I was facing a Medusa from out of the myth. Still, I can't recall anything about the contract, with the memory of it being foggy in my head. Understand? You exist only to make me pleased. With an unchanging, ruthless smile, with a strong, piercing gaze, she looks right through me. My eyes cloud over. When I imagine what will happen to me from now on, my body trembles. Here now, put this on. Oh, wow. Something is placed inside my mouth, then a band is tied around the back of my head. What's this? Even in such a shamefully suitable position, it's still growing so much bigger. And such a good penis. Wow, lol. Ah, phew. Now, open that sloppy mouth of yours wide so I can put this in it. Inside my wide open mouth, a transparent glass was placed. I'm gonna stroke your penis, so shoot me out a lot of semen, so every last drop can be caught in this glass. Is this some sort of joke? The madam had said it with a big smile across her face. I protested desperately. However, the words couldn't even come out to be heard by the madam. Damn, she wants me to spit semen in this posture just to fill up the cup in my mouth. If I do that, my semen might spray on my own face and also inside my mouth. Oh, that's disgusting, folks. This is really bad. Hey, don't struggle. You will hurt yourself if you struggle too much. Ugh. The madam spoke while looking straight at my face. Ugh. Ugh. Stuck in a strange posture, it's difficult to breathe. With my mouth being forced open, my saliva dribbles without my permission of its own accord. You don't need to get upset about this. You have nothing to be worried about. Come on now, let's start. Ugh. The madam's fingers are inserted, entering inside my unexplored asshole. Feeling something I've never felt before, a jolt then echoes from my ass to the back of my penis, through my spine, straight to my brain. The inside of my body goes numb, lacking in power. Her fingers bend, stimulating against the wall of my intestines. I will stimulate your penis through the back using your asshole. Watch, it will make you sing. Ugh. Strain, my penis pulses strongly. It has now become hard. This is good. As Ariza said, it's an energetic penis. I can see you're a virgin. Just with a little stimulation of the prostate, it's already become very hard. The madam grasps my penis, tracing it with her palm while appraising it. You haven't used it yet at all. That's why your foreskin still covers it? She pulls the skin on the shaft back, pulling the penis from the base back tightly while also stimulating my anus. Amazing, your anus is really tightening. Good. Even more, I'm gonna tuck my fingers into your ass and fill it. The madam, smiling gladly, starts moving her fingers inside my anus, bending the joints, her fingers cushion up against my intestines, stimulating them by pressing. My whole body feels an exciting jolt run through it. When you're excited, you stretch your tiptoes like a pin. Lovely. The stimulation continues, my legs stretch out completely, my thumb and index fingers stretch out stiffened. Of course, I cannot react and move around freely. Putting fingers inside my anus robbed of all my physical freedom. I, a man, have lost all my power completely to the madam. Since I'm weak by nature, I've been completely defeated in physical size and strength of the healthy and affluent madam. You seem to have relaxed now. Time for the main dish. The madam grabbed my penis that was pointing towards me and began rubbing it happily. Oh my, how quickly your Cowper gland overflows just from this pleasure. The madam's palm sticks tightly around my penis. She began to slowly rub it from the root to the tip. From your Cowper, you've made a lot of pre-ejaculate from your penis. This is what you've produced. Look. Every time the madam moves her hand, it makes a nasty watery sound while my whole penis trembles with excitement. It's like, wonderful, your anus is tightening. Only the tips of my fingers, they are getting squeezed with such a force. Or, oh my! The tips of my fingers, they are getting squeezed with such a strong force. At the same time as my penis is rubbed, my anus contracts tightly. The skin is pulled, repeatedly moving up and down, sprinkling out pre-ejaculate, making my whole body stiffen further. Uranus is tightening in time. With your breathing, how lovely. The madam's breath is felt on my asshole. It's also hitting the base of my penis. The rough and hard breathing tickles my groin. Lovely, your testicles are throbbing. The madam stares at me while speaking with a slightly lusty voice and smile. Ah, yes, more! My fingers must feel it even more fully! Every time the madam rubs my penis, I find it arousing, seeing her voluptuous breasts sway and shake. The way they softly move, they softly move, it gets me excited just looking at them. That's fantastic! Oh, amazing! The madam rubs my penis every time I feel a strong, painful urge entering my penis along with my anus tingle. When your anus tightens, I feel it stimulating the tips of my fingers. It heals me so good. She is healed by something like that. Isn't that a bit abnormal? Yes. More, more, and even harder, yes! The madam keeps moving her hands with a flushed expression, and a squeaking, swishing sound echoes over the whole room from the transparent juice overflowing from my urethra. Aha! Yes, the juice is overflowing from the tip of your penis. This will land it on your face. Transparent pre-ejaculate trickles down from my penis, aiming towards my face. I try to shake away before it falls on my face. This is called humiliation. Ah, excellent, your pre-cum. It will be pleasurable to see it fall on your face. While staring at me with a tortured expression on my face, the madam laughed while saying that to me. Or it'd probably be better to say the madam laughed. Alright, hold on just a second, folks. Yeah, finger getting a little numb. Hold on. Alright, try that again. Even if I try to shake my face to avoid it, it still approaches my face in a straight line. And... Oh, amazing. What a spectacle. Watching the pre-cum fall into the face of Makoto is the very best. The madam was in ecstatically high spirit just from watching something happen to me that I detested. In this life, was that your first experience doing something like this? From now, you will have even more amazing experiences just like this. Her facial expression was cheerful and showed no remorse. Therefore, I felt a deep dread. Makoto's penis, it's getting harder and harder. Now let me grope it more and more. Ugh. Oh, well, of course. The madam inserts her finger deeper into my anus without any hesitation. I raise a miserable moan instinctively. Such a cute voice. Just putting a finger into your anus makes your penis get harder and harder. For a moment, she stopped inserting deeper, yet her fingers still remain inside where they were. The base is still The base is stiff and ready to explode. It's such a sturdy penis, oh my. Still gripping my stiff penis, the madam suddenly thrusts inside my anus more deeply while giving me a hand job. Yeah, the way your anus is tightening is amazing. The madam, feeling the hardness of my sphincter muscle tightening around her fingers, had gotten enraptured by it. Your body's shaking. It's a lovely pleasure. I want to feel the inside of your anus even more. Stop. When her fingers invade further into my anus, I try pulling back to somehow escape the discomfort, but of course I can't move. Oh my, when you struggle, your anus tightens even further. I'm gonna give it a scratch inside. The madam holds my penis tight, drawing it towards my body while pulling it. Ah ha! When I feel the skin being pulled back to the base of my penis, I raise a cry. Even then, it's a really splendid penis. I wonder why you haven't used it up until now. Ah! While saying this, the madam tugs my penis strongly. It's so big when it's erect. Even with the foreskin still covering it, how is it so splendid? Truly, why are you still a virgin? Truly, why you are still a virgin is a mystery. It was like almost being told something awfully bad while disguised as praise. However, because I can't answer back physically or mentally, I feel frustrated. Oh wow, did you get excited being called a virgin? The inside of your anus tightens. Your erect penis got even stiffer. As the madam says this, she bends her fingers in my anus, making a fulcrum, pulling my entire ass towards her body. Fwahaha! The madam's fingers become a hook, pulling me like she wanted to lift me up. If you do this, you see, the tip of the finger stimulates you inside at the base of the penis, right? It feels pleasant. The tips of her fingers continuing to push against the walls inside of my anus. Or rather, I said the tip of her fingers continue to push against the walls inside of my anus. I'm stimulated by all the rubbing against the bare nerves. My whole body, especially across my entire penis, feels a pleasant feeling of euphoria spreading across my entire waist. Oh my! Your penis is trembling. When I peel the foreskin like this, and when I squeeze it with my fingers, it becomes even harder. Instinctively, a groan leaks from my mouth. The middle of my forehead wrinkles, while my whole body shakes with small tremors. Watching you on the verge is making my pussy get wet too. Show me, I want to see that face even more. The madam also shakes her body with a shiver. You're also getting me excited. When the madam rubs my penis, my body writhes with shivers. When the madam rubs my penis, my body writhes with shivers. Her fingers are inside my anus while she rubs my penis, making me feel uncomfortably strange. It's a little weird, My fingers, I can feel it on my fingers inside your anus, and it's amazing. Oh, the more force I put on your anus, the more it tightens on my fingers. While saying this, the madam grips my penis even harder. An energetic penis, it's my favorite thing. She turns the tip of my penis towards my face, rubbing it even faster and more intensively. So, is it pleasant? Wow, look, so much stuff is coming out from the tip of it. I feel it expanding while it's pointed straight down towards my face, pulling it by force so the tip of my penis is aimed towards the glass placed inside of my mouth. Tick-tock, Mr. Penis, it's time to come out. Be good, give me your semen. The madam squeezes my penis while she smiles enchantingly. Quickly, now for me. Shoot out your fresh semen. The strong stimulation from a rubbing makes my voice instinctively leak out. Such a lovely voice, your sweet gas. I don't dislike it. You have a good voice for a slave. The madam wraps my penis around her palm, stimulating it all over, particularly around the head of my penis, stroking it back and forth tightly. Trembling, pulsing. Her hands move bewitchingly, stimulating me enough to heighten my excitement beyond its maximum. You're in a position like this, yet it makes your penis this hard, so you must be truly perverted, Makoto. While reprimanding me, the madam looks over my penis closely, wrapping it from head to the base with her tight grip, rubbing it. My breath is getting gradually rougher. Various feelings swell up inside of my crotch, feeling this incitement of shock flows through me like a waterfall. My hand, your cowper, has made me very sticky. The madam, with her hand affixed to my ass, moved her fingers up and down to stimulate my anus. See, your prostate is really puffed up. Penis, so you feel good? Yes, ahaha. Obsessed and insanely fixated on what she's doing, on the pulsating and pounding while wet with the pre-ejaculation juice dripping down her fingers. My fingers are so sticky. You've released so much cowper. Is it really pleasant? You're getting very excited, you pervert. With the base of my penis clasped firmly, she stimulates my balls by tickling them with her little finger, along with her thumb tracing under my head from the other side. The blood vessels in your penis are pounding. I'm gonna stroke it even more. Yes, you're a slave with a pleasant voice, so come for me. Her actions have gradually become more intense, so I couldn't control my urge to release any longer. Ugh. Amazing, so much juice is coming out. Being relentlessly attacked, the pleasure coming from my anus and penis, my consciousness has become hazy. I'm gonna check something for a second, guys. No, that didn't do anything. Before I knew it, the string-like line of pre-cum that had leaked from the head of my penis had become a waterfall, landing dirtily on my face. Ahaha, let's kind of put that back, just in case. My fingers, your ass is eating them. It's incredible. What suction power? The madam gave me an exclamation of joy just from feeling the stimulation on her fingers. The madam strokes my penis with enthusiasm while panting, looking down from on top of me, constantly measuring the level of my pleasure. You're drenched in sweat, truly soaked in the pleasure. I'm envious. I feel the madam's scornful gaze. As she watches the peak rise of my pleasure. The peaking rise of my pleasure. Because of the madam's intense and fast finger work, I feel my ejaculation about to erupt violently. Shoot it out, your semen. Shoot it out for me. Amazing, it's coming out. Pure white semen. Suddenly, a unique raw smell wafts into the air between the both of us. Not yet. We haven't finished just yet. The madam laughs fearlessly. Ariza, go ahead and get me that. Certainly. Ariza handed something over to the madam. Thank you, Ariza. Now, Makoto, you would be able to put out even more semen. Huh? The madam, without any hesitation, pierced something into my testicles. Splendid. Lovely. One by one, needles are pricked into me, one after the other. On the moment of pain that the needles stab my testicles, the feeling disappears like I'd taken an anesthetic. This is an oriental needle that is popular on Earth. On the needle, there is a crystallized drug in nanounits. The medicine releases when it pierces your testicles. A medicine? What medicine? The medicine stimulates your testicles so you can produce even more semen. When saying this, I felt something coming deep inside of my penis, something flowing from the base of my groin. Oh, your penis is already trembling again. When I do this, do you find it pleasant, pervert? The madam smiles with a look of fascination, stimulating my penis. Enjoy this pleasure for me, and produce me a lot more of your fresh semen. With every prick of the needle on my testicles, my penis grows even more erect. Being a witness to this abnormal spectacle, I can't stop my body shaking and trembling. I can see the back of your penis in full detail, the throbbing blood vessels in your pulsating testicles. I can see it all. I feel a sense of shame from her staring at my embarrassing parts. While going with the effect of the unknown drug, the madness makes my penis pulse and rise. It's become so slimy, and it feels so good. Pre-ejaculation juice begins to permeate again from my urethra. Creating a lubricant in the madam's palm, adding more pleasure to our moderate rubbing friction. The rubbing of my slippery penis between her palms seemed to bring pleasure to the madam. Exhaling hot breaths with each rub of my penis, only in her desire for more of my fresh sperm, the madam gives it her all. Aha! The semen that comes out of your penis. All of it. I want every last drop. The madam moves her fingers deeply inside my anus. When I press inside of your anus, your penis springs and bounces. The rhythm going through my anus spreads from the fingers of the madam. Instinctively, a loud sigh flies out of my mouth. Do you like it when I stimulate your prostate? Though the madam scorns at me, she says it with a rapt expression while putting further power into her fingers inserted in my anus. The stimulation, it makes me instinctively cry out in a higher pitched voice. Lovely cries. I'll rub it more and more, yes. I couldn't stop the cute cries that sounded like a girl leaking out from my mouth. My body trembles little by little in waves and rhythm with the madam's fingers. More! Shoot out a lot of your semen! My fingers! Isn't it amazing? I can feel it! Your anus tightening! Although I'm not doing anything, the madam rises in pleasure as she intensely scrubs my penis. Here, shoot it out, Makoto. I want you to shoot out your semen. Saying this in a stern tone, the madam moves her hand. My pre-ejaculation juice is made to overflow from the tips of my head. I can see it glistening. The the juice leaking from your penis, the warmth of your anus. It's so supreme. The madam's cheeks are flushed along with a pungent fragrance secreted only by females. The smell of cum also begins to permeate from my groin, filling the vicinity. Now, come! The madam continues stimulating my anus and penis at the same time. The stimulus finally brings me towards a climax, opening my eyes. I somehow manage to hold on to my mind. The drug injected from the tips of the needles has made my body feel odd. No strength enters my muscles and my body feels slack. Pulsating rapidly and throbbing, something tries to rise up from inside my body, wanting to find release. Your anus sphincter contracts in sync with your breathing. Amazing. It closes and opens, just like it's another living creature. The pre-ejaculate that overflowed from my head was white and bubbling. As the madam rubs my penis, she spreads it all over. Now, shoot out all your semen! While gripping my penis, the madam sings as if she's casting a spell. She says, "Penis, give me your semen." Stimulating it with her grip from the base, rubbing up and down, putting power even in her pinky fingers, rubbing it by every inch. Ah, your anus is squeezing so much. You enjoy this, right? Don't you love it, right? Gripping the gland of my penis to the head, stimulating it to its limit, with her fingers inserted in my anus, pressing against my prostate. An extremely violent movement. If the drugs and the needles hadn't worked, it might have been painful, but right now, I can feel the pre-ejaculation feeling growing more and more rapid. Now, shoot it all out. Spray out all the semen inside your testicles. Ah. She said, "More, more, shoot it all out." She says, "It's wonderful. A lot came out. My semen. I have filled the glass to the brim with my sperm." It's still spouting. Amazing. My sperm had not stopped spouting intermittently, even though the glass was full. It overflows and spills, landing all over my face. An excellent spectacle. Spectacle. What the fuck is that? Spectacle. Suitable for a slave. Very suitable. While looking down at me, who's muddily covered in my own semen, the madam smiled bewitchingly. You squeezed out a lot. Now it's time to drink it fresh. The madam takes the cup that was placed in her mouth, smelling the fragrance of the full glass of semen she had been waiting for. A lovely aroma. As always, the aroma of freshly squeezed semen is exceptional. Bringing the glass close to her nose, deeply inhaling as if sniffing the aroma from a freshly brewed coffee. Then the madam shakes it lightly, making the white fluid in the glass to swirl. Though it's my own semen, I feel nauseous just looking at the amount I managed to squeeze out. Nothing can ever surpass for having the freshest of things. The same even goes for semen. The madam puts the glass to her mouth, sucking in the sperm. Gulping, the madam purses her lips when the sperm slips into her mouth. The madam rolls her tongue around the inside of her mouth, confirming the taste. The madam swallows down all the sperm in one shot. Delicious! The madam, while shaking in a bourgeois posture, was delighted with an expression of bliss. Oh, is it the bourgeoisie? No, And so the madam became intoxicated with the taste of my freshly squeezed semen, seeming to be indifferent towards the person who had just produced it. Slowly now, can I get off here? I try to get up by putting emphasis on my back and arm muscles, but my posture doesn't change. What? Why can't I move? My body isn't stuck this way, rather it's become burnt out from all the events it's been through so rapidly, though I'm now looking like another piece of furniture that does not belong in such a high-class room. And now the madam is looking down on me. Her face seems like she's thinking about something while showing a small smile. Again, I try to recall the contents of the contract from when I was rescued. Is it possible to shake this all off to escape and get away from here? No. Now I can hear footsteps in the hallway. The madam also notices the footsteps and looks towards the door. Hey, I thought it was strange nobody was down in the cargo room, but you all are still here. A young girl had noisily entered the room. She vaguely resembles the madam in spirit. The girl glanced at my appearance naturally like I was just another object, showing no particular interest or concern. For seeing a man who was in such an embarrassing and shameful state, I would like to have seen more of a reaction, but I got none. Maybe it's too shamefully embarrassing, so her completely ignoring me is a way of showing she cares? Well, it doesn't even matter. At any rate, can this girl get me out of this awful situation? I really hope so. Mama, you were secretly playing with a slave. Mama, did she just say... My whole body is shocked hearing that word. No way, this girl's... I wasn't playing in secret. When I was finished, I was gonna get you. You're lying. Mama, you were absolutely trying to keep it for yourself. Oh, don't jump to conclusions about people. It's not like I'm always doing that. But you kept quiet about such an interesting thing. Why should I believe you now? It's almost like they are playing over some toys or sweets. But what these two people are talking about is me. That also means if she is like this, she won't help me. But that's okay. Anyway, just looking at the state of this thing, I'd also be ashamed of having this guy. The girl stares at me with a despising smile. Though her mouth is smiling, her eyes are not smiling at all. This is in every respect also completely... This in every respect also completely resembles her mother. Still, that's such a miserable appearance. Just a little, she showed her face of pity. It's not that important. After all, it's just a slave. But... Huh? Her response is gentle. Maybe this girl might listen to my story. I don't mind sympathy. No, rather that is more convenient. I will break through the situation. I'll talk even with this metal fitting still stuck in my mouth. Remember, he still has that. Right now. Huh? What is that who's trying to talk? Oh my, what would I do if Makoto got injured? Because of this guy. I'm sorry, this girl is my daughter. Ami Maizar. Is this lucky? I got kicked by her daughter called Amy and the... I got kicked by her daughter, Amy. And the impact managed to knock me off the table to the floor, but movement has returned back to my body. However, when I go to stand up, Amy's foot is waiting ready in the posture of a kick, so unfortunately the only thing I can do is crawl across the floor. Makoto, wasn't it? For now, it's my pleasure to meet you. Using my actual name leaves me with a good impression and feeling, but under a smiling face, I can sense something more desolate and sinister. Well, she at least made it clear she's not my ally in the situation. Makoto. Haya? What is with that way of speaking? A slave must be a slave, so just reply yes with respect to your master. Well, the second kick hitting me, the gag that was in my mouth had broken off. My mouth was now free. Yes. What an absurd thing to say. I just had a gag in my mouth, so I wasn't able to speak. Or maybe she was expecting me to be able to use telepathy. However, all I could do was try to express what I was thinking in my mind. By the way, Makoto, what were you doing with my mama? What's that? I was doing nothing at all. That's... She's staring at me. She seems to be instinctively suspicious. My mama called a man like you to her room, yet you claim you weren't doing anything? That's... Hey, so you were doing something then. I don't want to say. It's too embarrassing to explain. Even if I did explain, the daughter is a bad character. I'm sure she would still get angry. While I'm hesitating to give a reply, the madam claps her hands and starts to talk. Oh, that's right. I got to test out that machine you made. Well, in the case of Makoto, he kept throbbing, so he's already used to it. Machine? Wait, you don't mean... Yes, interestingly, thanks to that, he gushed and squeezed out a huge load. Makoto's white and fresh, delicious semen. You use Elias? Elias, was that the weird machine that Ariza used on my groin a little while ago? So that's something she made. Thinking that gets me a little excited, but now it's not the time to be thinking like this. I was planning on using it first. Again, Mama is always being sneaky. She stamps the ground bitterly, twisting her body in a childish way. I wanted to do it. As if a small child was demanding to play with her toy, but that toy is actually me. Yes, yes, I'm sorry. Then to make it up, you can play with Makoto all you like, because I'm feeling a little tired, I need to take a rest. While saying this in a tone of calming down a spoiled brat, the madam sits on a chair. Yay! Her eyes sparkled like a child who'd just been given a new toy. Like you heard Makoto, you stay like that and lay down on the bed on your back. Okay. I reply with a sigh, slowly crawling across the floor towards the bed. Okay, this is probably where I'm going to end it. There's actually more of this, because there's 8 scenes that were translated. We've seen 2 of them. So, it's kind of up to you and, you know, maybe, I don't know, some of the companies, like... But, if you guys want to see more of this, let me know. You know, of course, you'll let me know with the view counts and everything else. But, I did kind of enjoy it. I mean, it's not completely machine translation. I mean, you can understand what's being said in a lot of parts. And, I mean, I get the idea of the characters pretty well. It's Starless in space. I mean, basically, Kimiko is the mistress. And Amy is basically Marisa, and the other girl, the alien girl, she's pretty much, it's not Mikiko, it's Marika. She's pretty much Marika, in a way. But I don't know if she has, like, the penis or whatever. I don't think so, because they show, no, she has a vagina, they've confirmed that. Unless it's going to be a Bible Black thing, where she has an amazing alien power, and the thing just comes right out. I mean, that could happen. It is Sei Shoujo's world. Anything can happen. But hey, if you want to see more, just let me know if we don't get taken down. Because I don't know what Empress or other people will say about this. But again, this is in full promotion for the future Sei Shoujo games. If you want this to come officially with a better translation and... maybe work a little better, because I had to do some shit just to get this to work right on OBS, then definitely go buy Closed Game. You know, go buy Closed Game, and maybe they'll consider bringing some of the earlier ones. I'm not saying for sure this one, But there's a lot of people that want dominance. So maybe if you guys not raise a fuss, don't get crazy. This isn't harassing developer time. But if you guys say, you know, we really want it. We want this. We want to, you know, put your money where your mouth is. Buy the closed game, even if you don't like it. I've seen the responses. Buy it. Let Jast know. Let Blood know you want more Sei Shoujo. Because he says, you know, there's not enough support. So start supporting. I know you guys in F95, you're pirating the game. Buy it. You know, they're going to be a Christmas sale. It'll probably be a little cheaper, but buy it. Because when you buy it, the number of copies sold shows Jast. And I mean 100%, because you guys got to understand, Blood brought the game over because he likes Sei Shoujo games. He likes the art style. He talks so much about the art style that he enjoys. And we talk a lot about Sei Shoujo games in the server because they're very popular. But they need to be more popular. They need to have more sales. Because Blood keeps saying it's niche. But even on GOG, people were talking about how much they liked the Sei Shoujo games. And these are people I don't even really know. I just started talking about the closed game and Starless. And people talked about how much they enjoyed the games as well in the art style. So maybe it's not as niche in the hentai community as people think. And maybe these are games that really would do very well in the hentai community. I would buy them day one. I might not be able to buy $150 like collector's box. If you have that kind of money, by all means, you know, feel free to buy that. But I definitely will be purchasing any digital releases that come out to show my support, you know, because I do love these games and I love the art. And the music's nice too. Listen to this. This has a nice little jaunty tune here. You know, they work really hard on these games. It's a small studio. They've just released Sleepless, which is the sequel to Starless. I thought it was the prequel. It's the sequel. So I'm even more interested in it now. And of course, you have Great Deceiver, which is also a sequel to Starless. So they're continuing with Starless. Maybe they'll give us more. It did really well in Japan. Japan really liked Sleepless, so I know they're going to make more. One guy said, oh, that's just a silly game they put out with a Daki Makura body pillow. No, it's not a silly game. It's actually got 7.93 on VNDB. It's actually higher ranked than Starless right now. So they did a really good job with this one. It's not that long. It doesn't have as many characters. But apparently it's just written real well. And there's a lot going for it that people enjoy. So we could get that. We could get Dominance. We could get Lewdness. We could get Potential Ability. There's so many different ones. Cleavage, if they redraw some of the scenes, you know. There's a lot of things we could get. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this one. And this will be the Grim Lord for Grimm's Hentai Corner. And I am out of here. I'm saving just in case you guys want me to continue. And I am allowed to continue. Like, I don't get any messages or anything that's telling me I can't. But if this is the case, guys, then this will be all we get. And that's fine, right? You can always pick up the translation in the game. The game is on DL site. You can buy it. It's a little expensive, but you can buy it there. And you can also get the translation on the F95 if you want to go through it. Again, it's not perfect, and it's a fan translation from a fan who apparently ran into health problems and is no longer able to translate. Not allowed, but he's no longer able to do it. He hasn't translated this in 2 years. We haven't had any updates in a long time. So that's all we're getting right now. At any rate, once again, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out. Later.